Good morning, a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
We're starting with a particular part of the budget that lawmakers agreed to, which is an agreement to full phase in of core state school funding. I'm sure folks in education in New York are probably happy about that news.
Yeah, it was one of the biggest portions of the budget announcement yesterday that they finalized, and this is after a long battle over state funding of schools, 10-plus years since the courts ruled that the state wasn't funding schools enough. And so finally yesterday, the announcement was that over the next 3 years, the state's going to have a three-year phase-in where they say that they're going to fully fund the state's, you know, education aid formula, saying we're finally going to do this. The biggest beneficiaries here are the schools in the state that are, you know, the poorer, mostly urban schools in our area. Specifically, we have watched this issue for a decade plus as it's hampered Schenectady and Amsterdam and some of the other big school districts, including Albany and Troy. In particular, Schenectady, based on the formula that they've got right now, they get about $100 million in state aid every year, but they're supposed to get $140 million. And so what the state announcement yesterday is that within 3 years, they're going to get up to that $140 million funding level. Amsterdam's in a similar boat. They've been receiving less than what they felt they were owed by the state. And so they're due to get phased in over the next 3 years. And those are just two of the districts that really were thrilled about this news yesterday.
I'm sure we'll be back to talk about the fight over how to spend that money. Well, now we go to COVID vaccines being administered at Siena College and New Albany campuses.
So Tuesday was the first day in New York State where everybody 16 years old and up was finally eligible for the vaccine. So the colleges decided, you know what, we've got this population where we've had a lot of positive tests, so we're going to bring the vaccine clinics to the students. So UAlbany, they opened up their CEFQ Arena. That's the basketball event arena that's so popular. And they filled up that place with students, and they administered about 700 doses. It was mostly students, and it was a neat little arrangement they had along with Russell Sage and Maria Colleges, where the Russell Sage and Maria College nursing students did a lot of the injections. And so some of their students also received the shots. Siena did the same thing. They got about 500 doses for students at their clinic, and those appointments filled up quickly. We talked to some other colleges around the area, including Union College. Union says they're trying to work with the county public health. They want to do their own on-campus clinic, but they said they haven't been able to set up something yet.
He is Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. You can read more at dailygazette.com. Miles, thank you.
Thank you, David.